there are two words that we don't always think about when we think about our relationship with God. Those two words are desire and delight. Too often, church going might seem like a duty or a chore, particularly on these cold winter mornings. And yet, for those who come, there is something that draws them to worship, perhaps not always acknowledged. The psalmist today expresses desire, talks about longing to be at worship of God, to be close to the mere presence of God. And this longing is talked about by the psalmist of Psalm 42 as so strong it is a thirsting. In the Anglican Church, and indeed for all churches that use the Revised Common Lectionary, we usually have at least one psalm on a Sunday. And during the week, for our daily offices of morning prayer and evening prayer, again, at least one psalm. Have you ever wondered why? Well, the psalms are poems. They are prayers. They are songs of a community's faith journey. They are a collection over many, many years of the eloquent, passionate songs and prayers of people, not just David, but other people too, often at the desperate edge of their lives. There is no emotion that is not found in the Psalms. With their compelling poetry, they have the capacity to touch us at every level of our human experience. They are indeed the voice of our common humanity. And so they do continue to speak to us today. When we enter the Psalms, as we do in our worship, we enter into the middle of that voice of humanity. It has been said that we express our solidarity in this anguished, joyous human pilgrimage. We add our voice to all the shared human emotions as we enter the Psalms. The Old Testament scholar John Goldingay said, "The Psalms are 150 things that God doesn't mind having said to him." Well, it's probably more than 150 things, actually, because there is more than one emotion in each psalm. When we don't have the words to pray, the Psalms fill in the gap. And they actually authorise, Goldingay says, the expression before God of just about every human emotion you can think of. And that includes trauma. The Bible generally can be a resource for responding to trauma, for it has been written by individuals who have often gone through terrible and violent experiences in the New Testament as well as the Old Testament. And in many of the Psalms, the poetic form of lament is used to express the impact of trauma. Lament needs to be expressed because it is a doorway that opens us into hopeful new beginnings. Jesus himself knew the Psalms and read and prayed the Psalms and referred to himself in them. They were indeed part of his spiritual life, as they were also for the early Jesus followers. Two Psalms are listed in the lectionary for today, and we have focused on Psalm 42, but it is Psalms 42 and 43 that are listed because they are really one continuous prayer. In them, the psalmist is praying for help because he feels cut off from the presence of God and oppressed by enemies who mock him. They blame the psalmist for his own misfortune, just as Job's so-called friends did if you remember. These were so-called friends who believed that if you are going through a hard time, it is God punishing you, or at the very least, wanting you to see the error of your ways. So in this psalm prayer, there is anguish, there are constant tears, there is an intense longing to come again into the presence of God, and the bittersweet memories of what it is like to do so. For some reason, this particular person is not able to go to the temple to worship, but instead the grief and longing are turned into prayer. The psalmist's desire is such that he compares his longing to a parched deer searching for a stream from which to drink. And not just any stream, but one which flows so that the water is continuously fresh. Our overflowingly generous God gives us life from abundant, flowing, living water. Jesus said this to the Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4. Jesus said, "Everyone who drinks of this water of the village well will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." I wonder how much we desire that living water. Do we long to touch the face of God, as the psalmist says? What are we thirsty for? What do we desire? Our very thirst can be a starting place for prayer. The psalmist in Psalm 42, through his poetry, also expresses hope and praise. Indeed, thanks and praise are at the heart of our worship. We say each week at the beginning of the Thanksgiving prayer of the Eucharist, it is right to give our thanks and praise. Through praise, we are attempting to cope with the abundance of God's love. Praise opens up the future. It energizes our commitment to a new and different future. And this is what the psalmist does. Three times in Psalm 42 and 43, the psalmist says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God." And it is this God that he calls his exceeding joy, and proclaims that at night his song is with me. So a new and different future awaits for the psalmist and for us also, if we follow our longing and our desire for the one who is always calling us and calling us home. Amen.